Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Zayin. So the Chayyadim over here deals with the Bidiyavid, the fascinating clarification of the status of the Bidiyavid. Bidiyavid shall also nachri melachta melechus mechuper. The goy did the work on Shabbos, melechus mechuper. Im hoyes kiryayim, this is also medina, if the non-Jew was actually a kiryayim, which halachically is also, also the ishtamish boise bias lo elam. So the lach is tabar mechuper. It's a foursome that it was done by a goy, because it's so public, etc. So Chazal said that the Jew may not benefit from this action which was done. Be'isser lo'olam. So the person it was made for may not benefit from it forever. L'cherem b'kdei sheyasu medina. The other people are allowed to benefit from it eventually after the time passes, which would be the equivalent of the time that the work which was done on Shabbos has passes. So he worked on five Shabbosos, each time 8 hours. So and then finally it's finished. So after that's completed, he would wait 5 8-hour periods before it could be used by others. That's Medina. But the truth is, even others preferably should not use it. The best aid is to sell the property to a non-Jew, and the Jew may benefit from the money, but the actual item he should not use. That's an scenario where the non-Jew was hired by Isser, with Skiryam, Vim Sachar Mikablonis. If, however, the non-Jew was hired through the rule of Kablonis, which are really Mikra Din is Mutter, Daz Midinam Mutter, so Mikra Din is Mutter, Rak Sha'osar Mishum Marisayan, but the whole concern over here was the concern of Marisayan, like we spoke about before. Yesh Lisbach Bidi Ebed Lahatar. So Bidi Ebed, if it was done, the item, the building, may be used, Bidi Ebed. Miu. The Jew went a step further and told the goy, "Do not work on Shabbos." So, which is what he's to vet the Marisayan, the Jew did what he's supposed to do. He made it tonight with the goy not to work on Shabbos. V'anochri also balkerchoy, the Meir lahashti melachtoy. The non-Jew ignored the directive of the Jew and says, "I want to get this done." So I know he arranged with me with that I should not work on Shabbos, but I am going to ignore it and do it anyway. And that was the situation that the non-Jew did. Ein lachash klal. So the Chayyadim says that the Jew does not have to be concerned about it, which the simple reading of the Chayyadim is understood to mean that the Jew does not need to try and intervene and stop the non-Jew, since Mikra Din is Kablonos. He's doing, and the only concern is Marisayan. The Jew has taken steps to prevent the Marisayan. So even though it's taking place right now, he's not required to intervene and try and stop it. However, if you look at the Pesukim Mishabura in number 9, he brings to the Mishabura, because of Mishabura, the Ein Lahakol Bazeh, El Yira Limchis Boi Ulamoy Noi. The Jew needs to try and stop the non-Jew from working. He can't ignore it, like the Chayyadim says. He has to try and stop even that situation where the only concern is Marisayan, and he made the appropriate arrangements beforehand. He still needs to try and intervene and stop. But, because he's done the proper intervention beforehand, he's not required to pay money. The guy says, "Okay, you want me to stop? Pay me." That the Jew does not need to do. In a scenario where he did not make the arrangements properly, and the Nachri is working on Shabbos, the Jew should try and stop him. And according to Mishnah Berurah, the Jew should offer money. If it's not a significant amount of money, the Jew should offer money to convince the non-Jew to stop. But in a scenario where he was acted appropriately and he made the arrangement with the non-Jew before and not to work, and the non-Jew was ignoring that, the Jew it should tell him to stop. Demand that he stops, but he does not need to pay money to stop the goy. Have a good day.